Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, kepedihan di tengah krisis kesehatan global memperburuk perasaan kehilangan ketika kita tidak dapat memberikan pengantaran yang layak kepada orang yang kita cintai. Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman mengenai cara orang memahami kesedihan mereka dalam pembatasan COVID-19. Kelompok Griefline menerima banyak panggilan dari orang-orang yang berduka yang berusaha untuk memahami kehilangan mereka di tengah berbagai pembatasan COVID-19 di seluruh Australia. Mengucapkan selamat tinggal kepada orang yang dicintai tidak pernah lebih sulit menurut Sarah Coffrey, psikolog klinis dan ketua dari Griefline.
Everyone's a little bit lost. Where do we put these feelings? How do we support each other? How do we nurture ourselves and our families and friends through grief when everything we normally would do and have known and been taught to do has stopped?
Organisasi InfoCare menjalankan layanan pemakaman di seluruh negara ini, di Selandia Baru dan Singapura. Manajer Umum Eksekutif Pemakaman di Australia, Lynn Galusi, mengatakan pembatasan-perbatasan berarti bahwa anggota keluarga terdekat terkadang tidak dapat menghadiri kebaktian pemakaman secara fisik. Oleh sebab itu, rumah duka perlu menciptakan lingkungan bagi pelayat untuk berkumpul dengan cara yang berbeda.
Sometimes that can be by floral tributes. And we had this Asian family in Melbourne. They asked all of the people that would normally come to send a yellow rose with their name on it. And when I looked through the chapel, what I could see was 80 to 100 seats that normally people would have been sitting on. But the family, the 10 people from the family, could see that there were yellow roses representing all of the members of their community that were thinking about them. And
bagi mereka yang akhirnya dapat melintasi perbatasan, pembatasan perjalanan yang berkepanjangan karena tindakan pengendalian infeksi seringkali memperdalam rasa sakit dan kesedihan.
The hardest thing for families in this situation where they may not have seen their loved one for a long time, and that might be because they haven't been able to travel from interstate, or they've been in a lockdown situation in an aged or nursing care, and unfortunately the first time they see their loved one is in that viewing or at the funeral, and that has been very challenging for the families.
Godfrey mengatakan, meskipun Anda tidak dapat mengontrol pembatasan atau penutupan perbatasan, Anda dapat berfokus pada apa yang dapat Anda kendalikan saat orang yang Anda cintai dalam keadaan kritis atau saat Anda tidak dapat menghadiri pemakaman secara fisik.
So instead of focusing on the limits I have, it's time to really think of, well, what is in within my control? How much can I do? How close can I get? What does close mean? Does it have to mean I'm sitting by their bed, or can I get someone to take an iPad in? I'll just sit with them on screen.
Praktek budaya yang sudah lama dipegang juga harus menyesuaikan dengan pembatasan COVID-19 di berbagai negara bagian dan teritori. Dr. Bianchi Brinach, seorang antropolog medis dan direktur gerontologi sosial dari National Aging Research Institute, mengatakan bahwa hal ini sangat menyusahkan bagi keluarga yang berbeda secara budaya dan bahasa karena pemakaman seringkali merupakan ritual peralihan yang penting.
And it's an opportunity for communities to come together, families to come together, and to give each other support to commemorate the person who's deceased and to create a sense of identity around their culture, the community, and the person who's passed away.
Galusi mengatakan layanan pemakaman harus menyesuaikan jumlah jemaah, terkadang menawarkan beberapa tampilan kelompok yang lebih kecil untuk memberikan waktu penghormatan terakhir bagi almarhum. Upacara penyalaan dupa yang signifikan secara budaya dan agama untuk keluarga Buddha dan Tao Asia berubah menjadi pengalaman drive-thru bagi para pelayat di Victoria.
In Melbourne, they set up a drive-through incense stick tray, and that was wonderful because people could drive up, they could light the incense stick, and then they could drive away, and that meant that we could manage the flow. And when the family came out of the chapel, they could see the number of incense sticks that had been lit and how many people were thinking of them during that time.
Dengan adanya pembatasan pertemuan pribadi, Kalusi mengatakan sebuah keluarga Kepulauan Pasifik di Queensland harus menemukan cara baru bagi komunitas mereka untuk dapat berpesta bersama setelah kebaktian.
And they got a food truck to come and park in the location. And the family organized that all the guests would be provided with boxed takeaway meals in lieu of the normal feast. And so what happened was everybody was having the same meal and felt they were part of the feast. They were just doing it in multiple locations at the same time.
Dr. Bridgenuts mengamati bahwa keluarga transnasional yang tinggal di berbagai benua harus bergantung pada media sosial untuk berduka bersama di tengah pembatasan perjalanan.
Many migrants and many gold communities are part of transnational families. Many of them are witnessing grief at a distance. So they might have relatives who are older people or maybe older people themselves. There is a health crisis across the border, whereas in the past you might have dropped everything and gone to be with that particular family member or friend to give them support. That's no longer possible. So that certainly becomes very difficult.
Galusi mengatakan, meskipun streaming langsung bukanlah hal baru dalam pemakaman, namun hal ini menjadi lebih interaktif di tengah COVID-19.
Well, we had people officiating from different countries, and so the interactive live streaming, like a webinar, people aren't going to have the same opportunities to be physically located together. And so the use of digital capability, be it Facebook or be it the live streaming, other social platforms, but for them to be engaged, not just watching, for them to actually be able to deliver a eulogy or be part of the officiated ceremony.
Jika Anda kebetulan sedang berduka dalam isolasi ini, Kofri menyarankan agar Anda tetap bisa mengelola perasaan Anda dengan menjaga kesehatan diri Anda sendiri.
This is a very strange time to experience this, and there is no one way that will fit everyone. Your best thing is to grieve your way. Find how it will work with you. Give yourself permission to change the rules a little if you need, knowing that there will be a time this stops and you will be able to be with family again and you will be able to follow traditions and celebrate the life and the passing of someone very close to you in the ways that you normally would.
Dan jika Anda mengenal seseorang yang baru saja kehilangan orang yang mereka cintai, Kofri mendorong untuk menjangkau tanpa khawatir mengatakan hal yang salah karena kesedihan sudah mengecam dalam keadaan berduka.
Be creative, be brave, don't shy away because you feel awkward or you don't know what to say. Loneliness is really hard when you're grieving. The worst thing to do is to become absent in people's lives because you're feeling you don't know what to say. No one asks you to do it right. Just make some contact in some way. There's some beautiful ideas. People have dropped off flowers, card in a letterbox or food packages at gate and rung and let them know that there's something there for them.
Untuk mendapatkan konseling duka dan nasihat gratis mengatasi kehilangan Anda, Anda dapat menghubungi Griefline dengan menyimak situs mereka pada alamat www.griefline.org.au. Anda juga dapat menghubungi Beyond Blue untuk mendapatkan dukungan emosional pada nomor 1300-224636.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.